passenger. I ride and I ride. I ride you out the city backside. I see the stars come out of the sky.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now today we're talking all about planning your vacation. This is that time of the year to look at the calendar and decide where you want to go. And you know, I get a lot of my inspiration from my friends who are out there doing all of this travel, going all around the world. And I love to stop them, slow them down for a couple of minutes and ask them to complete the sentence, I travel because. And you guys know I've been talking with several of my friends throughout last year and going into this year, having them complete that sentence. So today is another day when I'm bringing on another one of my friends. Today I'm bringing Adrienne Johnson, who, I tell you, she and I have known each other for a long time. I don't think we've traveled together, but I know we have attempted to, and we need to make that happen, Adrienne. We need to get out there and do some trips together. But Adrienne has a wonderful story. I'm going to let her tell, you know, her story here, because she has a wonderful story of travel. But Adrienne, I'm going to get you to go back to your earliest travel experiences. So welcome to the show, and let's jump right into these questions.
Thank you, Anita, and thank you for having me today.
Well, it is my pleasure to have you on, because in full disclosure here to everyone, we're also friends and we participate in a ladies group together where we are helping to do some things here in our community to make sure that, you know, young girls have some great opportunities, and young men too in some cases. But I want to ask you this question. What is your earliest travel experience that you can remember, Adrienne?
I remember the first time that I flew on an airplane. And to be quite honest, unfortunately, I was older. My father was in the Navy when I was growing up, and I knew about traveling. But unfortunately, being a Navy brat, that was just him traveling and not us. So my very first trip I remember going on was, you won't believe this, but I went to London and Paris. My son had turned 14, and I was a teenage mom. And so when he turned 14, I was 31, and I took him on his first trip, which also turned out to be my first trip. And we went to London and Paris for a 2-week vacation.
Well, what were some of the things that you guys did on your trip, especially a mother and son? That must have been really exciting to be exploring those things together for the first time.
Well, it was exciting, and especially because being a teen mom, I just remember on the plane, people saying things like, you know, where's your mother? You know, because we looked so much alike and we were so young. And my son kept saying, but she's my mom. And I kept saying, no, I'm his sister. And so we kept playing on the plane because we were two kids. But what I remember most about London was, you know, going to see Big Ben and all that. But I really remember the hotel we stayed in. It just so happened we stayed on the same floor as this musical group, The Four Tops.
Oh.
So The Four Tops and The Temptations, I know, were performing there. We met them. One of the wives, Joni Payton, became one of our best friends. In fact, we are still friends today. And that was, almost 40-something years ago.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it was. It was great.
But, you know, that's one of the neat things that I like about travel is that, you know, you can go off thinking that you're going to have kind of your own experience, but then you run into people or meet people when you're traveling that either you have some great experience together or you become good friends that become lifelong friends.
Exactly. In fact, she is the godmother of my daughter. And, I mean, we just kept that friendship going forever. And when people say, where did you meet? And we say, we met in London. People are like, what? it's really very exciting. I just have enjoyed traveling, and I do it all the time.
Well, you definitely do it all the time. But now, do you travel solo, or are you always traveling with other people?
No, I like to travel solo. Generally, when I go to Africa, I go by myself. I have gone with other groups, and I've gone with taken groups. But I like to go by myself. That way I can control where I go, what I eat, when I eat. You know, I'm not responsible for anybody's happiness on the trip or about anybody losing luggage or anything. So I generally travel by myself, or I travel with my husband. But generally, I go alone.
Well, you know, you just mentioned, you know, the things that you like about it. Are there any things that maybe you don't like about it, or that you could share with the listeners that, you know, maybe are things that they should keep in mind if they're considering going on a solo trip?
Well, the thing to me is do your homework. It's very important to know, as an American citizen, when you're traveling in a foreign country, know their rules, know their money. And, you know, I learned a very valuable lesson recently. I traveled to an African country I had never been to before, and I went with a friend, and I learned a valuable lesson, and the lesson was you got to have control of your own car, you have to have control of your own driver, and you have to have control of where you're going. You know, like, you have to have communication. I stayed in a village, an African village, and I really that was a real experience for me.
I did see some of your posts on Facebook, I have to say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was an interesting experience, to say the least.
But, you know, you bring up a really good point, because I think, you know, you're hitting it definitely right there when you say that when you're traveling solo, you really need to realize that you're depending on yourself. That when you're traveling with a tour group, I mean, you do have the luxury of other people, and certainly whoever that tour guide is. And also, too, the tour company knows that you're there. But if you're going solo, you are really, you're out there on your own. So you definitely need to take into consideration all the things that you just mentioned.
Exactly. In fact, I always make sure that, you know, my family has a copy of my travel itinerary. And I know that, you know, the U.S. Embassy, I always find out where that is. I let them know that I'm in the country. And it's just very important to follow the rules. What I don't do is I don't do a lot of things at night, being a woman traveling alone. And you know what I generally do? It's really kind of funny. But when I'm in South Africa, I generally make my hotel room like my bedroom, but I make the concierge floor my living room. So I go and watch TV there. And then when it's time to go to bed, I go to my bedroom rather than staying in the room all the time.
Mm.
And I generally leave in the morning after breakfast. I'll go on a tour or have a driver drive me around. And I come back when it starts getting dark. And I don't do anything at night. But that's when you're a woman traveling alone. There's some key things that you have to do to be safe.
Well, I think you're hitting it again right there, Adrian, because, yes, it is a little bit different for us women traveling solo, because there is that safety piece there. And you're right, too, about, you know, maybe just getting back to your hotel at night, unless there are, you know, unless you have friends or someone, you know, that you know there. But even with meeting new friends in destinations when you're traveling solo, you need to just be a little cautious about kind of going off with them, and especially at night.
Yeah, and the other thing that I really do, Anita, and this is what people really have to do, you have to trust your gut. If your gut is saying, hey, this is not an honest person, or this doesn't look like a safe street to walk down, or that person doesn't look like they have my best interest,
then you
got to say, hey, I'm not going, or the cab, let's stop right here, let me just get out here.
Or
you really got to follow your instincts. You got to be on point.
Exactly. Well, Adrian, I have so many more questions to ask you. So if you'll sit tight, we need to take a break right here. But when we come back, I have some more questions that I know you're going to give us some really great advice here as well. Now, this segment of sorry about that. This segment of Travel Bags with Anita and Friends is brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. They are your travel buddy. You know, I always say, give them all of the worrying and you just have the fun. Check out their website at AllianzTravelInsurance.com. Back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
Joseph's face was black as night. The pale yellow moon shone in his eyes. His path was